If you don't have kids in high school or you're not familiar with what's going on with high school kids lately, then you might think that when you hear about kids fighting cancer, they must be doing something like gathering donations or taking flowers down to the hospital. Far from it. I'm Jason Lopez at the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair 2007 in Albuquerque, New Mexico at the Albuquerque Convention Center. Thousands of people here, and at this particular booth, a couple of kids are showing off a technology they developed that helps to detect cancer.
My name is Vijay Jain. I'm 17, I'm a senior in high school, and I go to Herricks High School in Long Island, New York.
My name is Jinju Yi, and I'm 17 years old, and I'm a senior in high school at Plainview JFK High School in Plainview, New York.
So tell me about your experiment.
Sure. Well, what we've basically done is we've taken a gold on silicon substrate, and we've essentially formed a monolayer, which is a very thin layer, and imprinted a protein or virus molecule into that layer to create a very specific recognition site, almost like a receptor that is very specific to the exact chemical structure of what was imprinted.
And then we calculate if it's been detected or not by using a potentiometric cell. And what happens is as the molecules rebind into their cavities, because the surface is gold, there's a change in electrical potential or voltage. And through that change, we can measure if there is a detection. The primary use for our detector was first initially cancer, early diagnosis of cancer, because that in our medical side and society as a whole has been a big concern. And we found that through our detector, you can detect for cancer early before it even starts metastasis, and you can get a cure or treatment to better a person's life. And we've also found that because our detector is so specific that it's not even cancer, but we can go into the field of bioterrorism and detect for viruses. And especially in the U.S., we had a big anthrax scare, and hopefully our detector would be able to aid in any situation.
Are there other technologies like this out?
Well, we've actually looked into several previous technologies. Our initial goals in approaching research were working for biological detection systems. And what we noticed is that when we went to a lot of systems, some just happened to be very inefficient in that they took several hours to complete, some up to 96 hours for complete analysis and testing. What we wanted was something that was reliable and accurate, could provide real-time measurements, and give us an indication at the earliest possible stage. And what we've seen in previous experiments with surface molecular imprinting is that this is a very rapid technology, and the interface is very robust and just very easy to use and very efficient. Well, we're actually in the process of patenting it, and we have submitted our research for publication to Nature Nanotechnology. So we're in the middle of a lot of different things, but hopefully, you know, the patent will work out, and hopefully we can further develop the technology.
After high school, what's your plan?
Actually, I was fortunate enough to receive a full scholarship to New York University. I'll be attending there in the fall.
And I'm going to be going to school in Boston next year, to Harvard University.